The Necromancer by Arthur Gray. This is the story of Jesus College, and it relates to the year 1643. In that year, Cambridge Town was garrisoned for the Parliament by Colonel Cromwell and the troops from the Eastern Counties Association. Soldiers were billeted in all the colleges, and contemporary records testify to their violent behaviour and the damage which they committed in the chambers which they occupied. In the previous year, the Master of Jesus College, Dr. Stern, was arrested by Cromwell when he was leaving the chapel, conveyed to London, and there imprisoned in the Tower. Before the summer of 1643, 14 of the 16 fellows were expelled, and during the whole of that year there were, besides the soldiers, only some 10 or 12 occupants of the college. The names of the two fellows who were not ejected were John Boylston and Thomas Allen. With Mr. Boylston, this history is only concerned for the part which he took on the occasion of the visit to the college of the notorious fanatic William Dowsing. Dowsing came to Cambridge in December 1642, armed with powers to put into execution the Ordinance of Parliament for the Reformation of Churches and Chapels. Among the devastations committed by this ignorant clown, and faithfully recorded by him in his diary, it stands on record that on December the 28th, in the presence, and perhaps with the approval of John Boylston, he digged up the steps, i.e. of the altar, and broke down superstitions and angels, 120 at the least. Dowsing's account of his proceedings is supplemented by the Latin history of the college, written in the reign of Charles II by one of the fellows, a certain Dr. John Sherman. Sherman records, but Dowsing does not, that there was a second witness of the desecration, Thomas Allen. Of the two, he somewhat enigmatically remarks, the one, i.e. Boylston, stood behind a curtain to witness the evil work. The other, afflicted to behold the exequies of his alma mater, made his life a filial offering at her grave, and to escape the hands of wicked rebels, laid violent hands on himself. That Thomas Allen committed suicide seems a fairly certain fact, and the remorse for the part which he had unwillingly taken in the sacrilege of December the 28th prompted his act, we may accept on the testimony of Sherman. But there is something more to tell, which Sherman either did not know or did not think fit to record. His book deals only with the college and its society. He had no occasion to remember Adoniram Byfield. Byfield was a chaplain attached to the parliamentary forces in Cambridge, and quarters were assigned to him in Jesus College, in the first floor room above the gate of entrance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?